on a sunny Sunday in southwest London, mid-morning, and a perfect time to reflect on what I saw and the experiences I had at Cafe Culture in Olympia just a couple of days ago. Well, one of the things that struck me most is meeting Juan Manuel Saenz, I hope I pronounce his name properly, the most passionate Colombian coffee aficionado you'll ever meet, I believe. And I had a long, long chat with him, and he kind enough explained all the things that have changed in the country of Colombia and how proud he is of that movement forward. Of course, Colombia was always known for its coffee. But you probably know that the third wave of coffee roasters have just helped a little bit each country to get into its own and to go away from having their coffee just traded, as opposed to what happens now is having direct trade, people going to source and people helping at source. And, well, Juan Manuel, a Colombian, as I said, and owner of a farm as well, has a company called Cafiniti. And what they do is they've got Colombian coffees that they produce at source in Colombia, but also roast in Colombia. And he kindly gave me a couple of his roasts that were roasted not very long ago at all. There was a date on that. If I can find it now, that would be fantastic. I think the 5th of May. I've got that very coffee in my hands now. So this is a finalist of the Cup of Excellence Colombia, obviously single origin, 100% Colombian coffee, nothing else. It's a medium roast, and it's called Ocaso. And under there it says sustainable coffee, very important. If you're into your coffees and if you understand what farming is all about and this trend that we are following, not only in coffee but in other things as well, direct trade, sustainable agriculture and production. And in coffee, another thing which is really important, and this coffee has that, it's grown in shade. So here it says again, as a selling point, and I'm sure will also be noticeable in the cup, or at least I hope it will, double shade, and then it says double shade, double experience. Now, why is it important that beans are grown at shade or high altitude? It's because the fruit develops slower and matures, gets more ripeness, the bean is denser. So cup quality definitely to be known if a coffee is high-grown, an Arabica bean high-grown and in shade. So this particular coffee has that. The bag I've got here, which I'm about to open live on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, is a half a kilo. So I've got quite a lot there. I can do so many different things with it. Not only espresso, which I'm hoping to do today, this morning, here. So I'm snipping open the bag that's been sealed, hot sealed, and laying out 500 grams of coffee. This particular coffee is a washed process. And the bag, let me just tell you, it's a lovely bag. It's a craft bag, but it's got kind of this golden sheen to it, which is beautiful. And the label on top is very colorful, and it has the stamp of, the seal, if you want, of specialty coffee, and the seal of being a finalist in the Cup of Excellence. The Cup of Excellence being a very, very good movement as well, which just at source in various countries that they are represented, invite farmers to bring their coffees to be evaluated. And then there is a winner. There's always a winner, but there's loads of farmers that take part. And then the winning Cup of Excellence coffee of that particular year, that particular season of that particular country and origin is then put on auction, and you can auction online for coffees. The benefit for the farmers there is that their price usually, they achieve a higher price, so then they can just feed their families more, they can produce more, they can look after their community better, they can also better maybe the processing of their coffees, maybe buy better machinery. So very, very good domino effect on all this that the Cup of Excellence has done. And I'm not sure how many years now this Cup of Excellence has been going. going, but a number of years. So looking at this coffee and putting my fingers through it, it looks beautiful. There's just a matte shine to it. As I said, it's a medium roast. That's what the Colombians would describe as a medium roast. It's a wash coffee. I know that because I can see the fine line, more exposed, more white in the flat part of the coffee bean. As you know, there's always two beans or seeds. The coffee bean is a seed at the same time in a cherry, and they just look beautiful. There is not, well, 500 grams is quite a lot of coffee to put on a kitchen towel here, but I can't spot at the moment any defective beans. I can't spot any Quakers, the lighter beans, the more underdeveloped beans that maybe are not ripe enough and still have been picked. The other thing that Juan Manuel actually told me is that, of course, this all is hand-picked. So a lot of attention to detail put into the coffees that Caffiniti is bringing over to the UK. So he's supplying coffee shops, independent coffee shops, and just, well, I don't know. He's not been here for that long. And our chat was an intensive chat, but obviously I don't know everything about Caffiniti and Juan Manuel. But this is the first way of getting to know him better, is the beans that he's actually proud of bringing to the market here in the UK. So I think he's based in Birmingham, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm going to pause this, I'm going to pull a few shots, and then just see what this coffee yields on the palate. So you know me by now, I love doing things live. So I've pulled a couple of shots. I think the first shot was just a bit sticky. So I'm dosing 18.5 grams, and yielded in 27 seconds 34 grams of liquid. So I think perfect. The first shot wasn't as good as this one now. But what I haven't done is I haven't put my lips to it. Now, it looks a picture. The crema, very uniform, lovely golden kind of hue, kind of even maybe a copper hue to it. Very, very beautiful. So, live, putting my lips to this Colombian coffee, Ocaso, sustainable coffee, grown at the very heart of the Colombian coffee zone. So it says on the back of the package, in the town of Salento, or in brackets it says Quindio. So I don't know if you know Colombia well. I sadly haven't been to Colombia, but Juan Manuel has told me this is coffee, purest coffee land. So, okay, let's just do it. I'm very excited. Wow. First thing, the mouthfeel. Delicious. It's got a lovely weight. It's very mild. It's a mild coffee. It's balanced. It's got some acidity, but no bright acidity. It doesn't kind of hit you up front. It's almost all together. The acidity, if anything, comes after the mellow mouthfeel that you get from this coffee. Quite amazing. Let's just take another sip. Definitely. I mean, it sits so nicely on the palate. Yes, the acidity, funnily enough, comes at the end. It's got fragrance. It's got sweetness. So maybe more kind of toffee-like feeling on the tongue. It's really, really beautiful, I must say. So coming back to Caffiniti, who are importing this coffee directly from Colombia via Juan Manuel, who has a few coffees under his belt. The extraordinary thing is that he's very proud of the fact that Colombia can actually also roast at source and then fly coffees over here, so the freshness is not going to be compromised at all. And as opposed to maybe exporting green beans, they like to do things at source. They like to keep a handle on their product and bring it over in the way they want it to roast it. And it's another way of introducing Colombian coffee to the market here, a very demanding market here in the UK, getting more and more demanding because more and more discerning, which is absolutely beautiful. So, can't wait to try the other coffees. It won't be today. I can't over-caffeinate myself. But this gets my thumbs up. I mean, come on. This is a finalist of the Cup of Excellence from Colombia. Thanks again. It was lovely meeting Juan Manuel at Cafe Culture. And I look forward to meeting him more, discussing coffees more with him, and getting to know him better via all these coffees that he's bringing over to the UK.